Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building a base wobble in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper jungle, proper old school, and proper usable in a real drop, not a modern EDM wobble. We want something that sits under breakbeats like it belongs there. Heavy, rhythmic, a bit gritty, and controlled enough that the kick and snare still punch through. The big idea here is simple: build the sub first, then add movement above it. In jungle and early D&B, the bass is often the emotional engine of the tune. It answers the drums. It leaves space for the break. It creates tension without turning the low end into soup. That balance is everything. Start with a new MIDI track and load Ableton's Waveatable. Keep it simple at first. Use a basic saw or square-based sound, or strip the patch back if you're starting from a preset. Don't overcomplicate the source. Old-school bass lines usually come from simple waveforms that are shaped by filtering, saturation, and rhythm. If you start too complex, the low end gets vague fast. For the notes, stay low. Think around C1 to G1 as a starting point, and write a short 2-bar phrase. Keep it tight. In this style, note length matters just as much as note choice. If your bass is holding over the snare too much, the groove starts to blur. Now let's split the job into two layers. On one layer, keep the sub clean. You can use operator with a sine wave, or keep a very simple low end in Waveatable. Keep it mono, keep it boring on purpose, and don't add whitening or heavy distortion. That sub is the floor of the track. It's there to hold everything up. On the second layer, build the character. This is where your wobble lives. Use Waveatable with a low pass filter and shape the movement there. A good starting point is to wobble the cutoff in a repeating pattern over one or two bars. Keep it musical. Quarter note or eighth note movement works really well for that classic jungle pulse. What to listen for here is the balance between the two layers. If you mute the mid layer, the track should still have weight from the sub. If you mute the sub, the bass should lose its foundation, but you should still hear the attitude and motion. That's the sweet spot. If everything disappears when one layer is muted, the design is too dependent on one element. Now write the phrase before you obsess over the sound. That's important. A bass line can be huge in solo and still fail in the track if the rhythm is wrong. A simple move is to hit on the one, leave room for the snare, then answer with a short second note or a variation in bar two. Think call and response. Think dance floor logic. The bass should feel like it's talking to the break, not just sitting on top of it. Why this works in D&B is because the groove is not just in the drums. The bass becomes part of the drum conversation. The ear starts locking onto the repeated movement almost like another percussion element. That's what makes it feel alive. Once the MIDI pattern feels right, bring in the wobble. The clean beginner-friendly way in Ableton Live 12 is to automate the filter cutoff on the mid layer. Keep the motion consistent. Don't make it random. You want the wobble to breathe at a clear rhythmic pace, not lurch around like an effect. A useful range is to move the cutoff somewhere between roughly 180 Hz and 1.2 Khz, depending on how bright you want the mid layer to feel. Keep the resonance modest. Too much resonance can make the wobble whistly or thin. A little movement goes a long way here. What to listen for is whether the wobble feels like part of the groove or like something pasted on top. If it feels disconnected, simplify the movement. Old school bass usually sounds strong because the rhythm is disciplined, not because it's busy. After that, add some saturation to the mid layer. A saturator is perfect. Keep the drive modest at first, maybe just a few dB. The goal is to bring out harmonics so the bass translates on smaller speakers and in the club, not to crush it into distortion soup. If you want a rougher edge, you can go a little further, but keep the sub clean, always. Then use EQ to keep things tidy. High pass the mid layer if the sub is separate, usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the wobble sounds harsh, tame some of the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 Khz. And if it feels too dull, a careful boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 Khz can help it speak on smaller systems. At this point, test the bass with the drums. This is where the track stops being a sound and becomes a tune. Put it against the kick, the snare, and the break. Listen closely to the snare. If the bass is swallowing the backbeat, shorten the notes before you start redesigning the whole patch. In jungle and old school D&B, space is power. Another useful test is to lower the bass level until it almost disappears. If you can still feel the groove, the phrasing is working. If the groove collapses, the rhythm is depending too much on loudness instead of timing. That's a great beginner check, by the way. Simple, but very revealing. If the bass is too wide, pull it back. Keep the sub centered and mono. Any widening should live only in the higher character layer, never in the foundation. If the bass gets thin when you collapse it to mono, The important energy is living too wide or too high. Old school D&B works because the weight is simple and direct. Once the loop is working, think about movement across the arrangement. Don't automate everything. Pick one meaningful change. Maybe the filter opens a little in the second 8 bars. Maybe saturation increases slightly in the second drop. Maybe the wobble rate tightens up from quarter notes to eighth notes for more urgency. Just one clear shift is often enough. You can also add a second octave or a short response note if the tune needs more drama, but keep it filtered and controlled. The point is to evolve the phrase, not to suddenly turn the bass into a lead synth. A small variation in bar 2, or a higher response note in the second drop, can give the whole section lift without breaking the vibe. Now, one very important workflow tip. Commit early. Once the bass feels about 80 or 90% there, freeze it, flatten it, or resample it to audio. That makes editing much faster. You can trim tails, carve out room for snares, and shape the phrasing like part of the record instead of endlessly tweaking the synth. Indeed, NB, that kind of commitment often saves the track. And remember, arrangement matters as much as sound. A good jungle bass line usually enters after enough drum tension has built. Let the intro breathe, let the drop hit, then maybe strip things back for a middle section, and bring the bass back with a little more movement or a slightly heavier harmonic edge. That contrast makes the payoff feel real. For the homework, keep it tight. Build a 2-bar bass phrase using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub mono. Use no more than 2 main layers. Add one variation in the second bar, then bounce one audio version if you can, and make one alternate version that's either darker or a little more aggressive. As you work, keep asking yourself a few simple questions. Does the snare still cut through? Can you identify the sub on its own? Does the second bar feel like a response instead of a random new idea? Does it still feel controlled in mono? If the answers are yes, you're on the right path. So to recap, build the sub first, keep it solid and mono, then add the wobble in the mid layer. Use a simple rhythmic filter movement, a bit of saturation, and careful EQ to make it speak without wrecking the low end. Keep the notes short enough for the snare to breathe. Check everything against the drums early. Then commit to audio and shape it like a real drop. That's how you get a bass that feels heavy, dark, and unmistakably jungle ready without losing clarity. Now jump into Ableton, build the 2-bar phrase, and make it dance with the break. You've got this.